story from a female this time who wants our help, okay? So it's going to be something collective. We're going to do this collectively. We're going to offer some help collectively. So here goes the story. Hi, Noella. My boyfriend keeps a lot of female friends. He happens to gravitate towards them a lot, and according to his male friends, it's nothing. It's his thing. They say I have nothing to worry about. Even his sisters say I should not worry about it because he grew up with five sisters and that's where he got it from. What do you guys think? Do you guys think I should be worried? What if it's just a cover up to cheat? I need answers. Let me take the story again for clarity. So it says, my boyfriend keeps a lot of female friends. He happens to gravitate towards them a lot. And according to him, to his male friends, it's his thing. Just an idea. Now, they say I have nothing to worry about. Even his sisters say I should not worry about it because he grew up with five sisters and that's where he got it from. What do you guys think? Do you guys think I should be worried? What if it's just here on Hits 103.9 FM? I cannot wait to hear from you. Would also be speaking to my panelists pretty shortly, but I've got Evans on the phone line. Hello.
Good afternoon, Ella.
Hi, Evans. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm awesome. Right, so Evans, what do you think?
Oh, I think the lady... this issue, I would say that the lady has to calm down. And study one or two things. She shouldn't jump into conclusion all of a sudden.
Okay. Study one or two things like what?
Like, I'm falling into for non-steady guys.
Okay.
Truly, because we guys, we are some way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you... Maybe the guy is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to calm down and steady.
And steady the guy.
Yeah, steady the guy a little.
Okay, all right, Evans.
Yeah.
Okay, Evans, thank you so, so much. Evans, say, leading him funny knee and to form. Your eye for day grand. But make your mind no touch grand. I'm putting into form that own steady guy now. So Evans is of the opinion that the guy should be studied or given some time. 0302216568, 0302216567, 0548 841 039, 0548 841 039. Can you kindly call me to share your thoughts or opinion about this? It's about a young lady who is worried about her boyfriend befriending a lot of girls. And all his male friends say, Charlie, Jody, Charlie, not the oh yeah, I don't know. Forget it. Your problem. Now, his female sisters are also of the opinion that, oh, don't worry. You know, he grew up around five girls. So he's very much, you know, invested in, you know, being friends with girls. So you have nothing to worry about, girl. Anyway, Jonathan is on the phone lines. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Great. Jonathan, what do you think about the story?
It's risky.
Say again.
It's risky.
It's risky, risky, eh?
So that's, how can a guy be playing with too many girls?
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it's risky.
And you're normal, huh?
A delicate issue.
By all means, Bakugo pass through, right?
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you for being honest and transparent. All right. You know, I like guys like Jonathan. No credit about Kope. Imagine so what for me say get. Nah, I'm not funny. I'm Bema. Kanka Krana be a wotumunya kakrana me. Madam for Bema be a minumi and sebium your bolus. God damn it. God damn it. Now I got this old Nazi. Be Nazi. Relax. Be Nazi. Share. You said me a room in him cost run. Oh, sorry. 0548 841 0039. Nana is on the line. Hello, Nana.
Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, then. Awesome. Thanks for asking. Nana, what do you think about the story?
It's tricky. It could be that it means nothing, and it could mean that he's using it as cover up.
Okay.
Sorry. Some of these things. Something always has to give.
Yeah. You know? Something probably always has to give. I love that. So what do you advise for the lady to do? How does she, you know, navigate this? You know, issue.
So it's two things. So his friend and the sisters are saying that's how he's been, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big possibility that truly there's nothing bad going on. He's just befriend them truly.
Mm-hmm.
However, the thing is, this is somebody you want to go out with. You can't change people, though.
Mm-hmm.
They choose to make an adjustment to meet you halfway.
Mm-hmm.
That results in the changes maybe you see when you complain about something.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what supposed to happen.
Okay.
You should have the conversation again,
mm-hmm,
and see how it goes. The guy might be truly, there's nothing wrong, he's not doing anything bad, but defending females. However, he can choose to do something about it.
Okay.
So that he wouldn't trigger the girlfriend.
Okay.
This is a problem to her. Her feelings is what she's, her concern is really, really valid.
Mm.
You can't throw it out at all.
Okay.
Anyway, the guy too is what he is.
Mm.
Also valid. So just like I said, something has to give.
Okay.
One has to meet each other halfway. It's not like you are cutting off your female friends, but there's a way that you can go about it that, oh, your person will know that, oh, at least, even though this is how you want, you are doing something about it.
Right.
That's how it should go. But if it happens that after all the conversations, the guy is just being friends with being himself, and it's a problem to her, it still is a problem to her, then she should leave.
Okay.
It's not advisable to stay there and keep second guessing somebody who might not be doing anything wrong.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts, Nana. Very, very, very profound. But Nana is our last caller. So yeah, I want to say thank you to Jonathan, Evans, and Nana for calling in. So let me get into the studio. Fortunately or unfortunately, I've got Martin, my torturer, my mental health torturer, in the studio. Oh, okay. Another Sankos Bellinger's guy. White dude is in the studio with Martin. But anyway, gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Why are we laughing? You're welcome, Martin.
Thank you.
Is what?
It's a remedy.
Huh?
Laughter is a remedy.
Yeah, I hear you. What do you?
Always frown, like, you know, things are not okay, but I can always frown.
Okay, please. I mean, increase the volume of your voice for me. Thank you so much. Anyway, Martin.
Hi, Noella.
How are you?
I'll be fine on the 9th of June, when 6 kids decide to meet and fight over a trophy through cooking. So they're going to cook traditional dishes with traditional settings on a traditional fire.
Muka. Oh, great.
It's going to be fun on that day.
Oh, that's really interesting.
June, right here at the Joy FM car park.
Awesome.
That is Big Chef finale, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Watch out.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited for that. Okay, so Martin, I mean, I'm sure you have read the story. You've heard me read it as well. I hate to be starting with you, but yeah, it's fine. Let me just meet you first. What do you think about the story? Your general thoughts. Don't go into deep. Don't worry, we'll break it down. But yeah, your general thoughts.
Okay. I don't think it's a problem. You see, before you came, I had these women around me. And after you came, they're still there. Meaning, I had them, but I still chose you to be my girlfriend. I still call you my girlfriend. they all know you're my girlfriend, I don't think that is a problem.
Mm.
Yeah, you should even be proud that, yes, amongst...
I should be proud.
Yes. Among the hundreds of ladies around me, you are the precious one.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, don't think too much. Whatever it is, you are, you know, the face of the heart of Martin.
I should be proud because, I mean, you choosing me is you doing me a favor.
No, it's not doing you a favor, but...
So why should I be proud?
Now you are worried. Why are you worried? You shouldn't be.
I'm worried because it's a problem. I have a problem. You don't have a problem. You don't see it as a problem, and it's fine. But I, as your woman, I see it as a problem.
Okay, then solve your problem.
Something that you're doing that is causing me discomfort, I should solve it.
You came, met them, and you want me to let them go. Mm. What if you leave?
So how should I solve the problem?
Please, ignore them. Yes.
So it's like you're saying... He has a lot of female friends. And he's able to tell them that this is my girlfriend. That should give you some assurance.
That's not the issue.
All his female friends, he's able to tell them that, yeah, this is my
girlfriend. That's not the issue here. The issue is...
No, from Martin's point of view.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
okay.
What I'm saying.
No, but it's exactly what I'm saying. The issue here is... They are dating.
Yeah.
It's okay that
and I'm
prior
very comfortable amongst my female friends.
No. So it's okay that prior to you meeting me, your woman, you're involved with so many ladies who you call friends. Okay. Yeah. It's okay. I'm not in the picture. So I have nothing to get a heartache over or be worried over. Yeah. But once I come into the picture, I'm not saying cut off your friends, but you need to limit how you engage with them, because if scripts were flipped and I was doing the same thing with boys, you would have a problem.
Of course.
Because I mean, both of us, it's like petrol. One is petrol, one is fire.
Yeah.
All right, it's the same with you. You are like the lighter, the ladies are the petrol, and I'm the same. It's the same with me and boys as well. So if you know I'm your woman and Martin, you're still, you know, moving with your friends like I don't exist. You pick outings with your female friends. I'm coming above me. You have problems. You have issues. And you don't even talk to me about it. Or I'm the last person you talk to, because the first group of people you're talking to are the ladies. I have every reason to be worried. And Martin is telling me to solve my problem.
So
because when he made his point, he said it's still a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So he said then solve the problem.
Okay.
So it shouldn't be a problem when all my female friends know that this is the girl I move. And with the points you said, maybe he hangs out with them without your knowledge. That one is an issue.
How is it an issue? Do I need permission from
but at least
girlfriend to hang out.
Give her the give her a notice.
That
or I'll let her out. Oh, I'll be hanging out.
So Martin, let me get this. Let me get this.
If you are supposed to come to me and I tell you, oh no, I'll be hanging out with the ladies, that one is a problem.
Wow.
You get it? Then I'm choosing them over you.
But you can hang out with with your friends without letting your girlfriend
what
know.
Why should she know? Is she my mother? Is she my wife? She is not.
Anytime I sit here, some of the things Martin says, it gives me some chills.
Charlie?
Let's give the woman the benefit.
Martin.
At least let
her know. Call my girlfriend.
She said, don't go out with them.
Hi, Nola, you know what? Can I go out with the ladies tonight?
No. I'm going out seeking permission. She's not giving me permission.
But what?
You are telling her, oh, tonight I'll go out with my female friends.
She should be in the
only way. Only
money.
You're just letting the love of your life know.
Oh, gosh. She is my girlfriend, not my wife.
Martin.
But it's how does. Leads to
how do you become a husband? How do you progress from being a boyfriend to becoming a husband?
So, in the that stage, so you have a lot of them. You are trying. So, whenever you think one of them deserves to wear the ring, then you go ahead and
okay, so for
pressure.
You have a lot of the ladies in the pool.
For girlfriend stage, there are a lot.
There are lots of the ladies in the pool.
Yeah.
So, you really don't care about how you conduct yourself in the relationship to be also chosen. For the lady to also agree.
Oh, she has agreed. That's why she calls me her boyfriend.
No, I'm saying when it comes to marriage, like taking it to the next level. Because I don't think you date just for dating's sake. Do you?
No, we just try and see.
Try and see what?
If he sees this big,
if it will work out.
So you're trying to see what?
If it will work.
Work for what? What's
marriage.
That? Exactly. That's the point I'm making. So I'm saying that for you, do you care at all about how you conduct yourself in the relationship to be chosen or to be accepted by the lady to be a husband?
I am choosing her. She is not choosing me. That is one. Two, I have to just make her happy.
You are choosing her.
Yeah, she's not.
But do you realize that if the lady says no to your proposal, you
should. Right now, she's my girlfriend, meaning she said yes.
No, but I'm saying. Oh my God, my mind. Martin, it's okay. Fidelis, you're welcome. please ignore everything Martin has said. What do you think about the story?
Why?
From the genesis of everything, I don't think it should be a problem for the lady because he has grown up with 5 sisters. His friends are saying that's how he is. He has a lot of girlfriends, like female friends around him, so you shouldn't worry. Unless there's a situation where the guy doesn't treat her right. Well, Wadud was saying if he's going out and then he says he doesn't tell you, then there's an issue.
But that is where is,
you can take your situation okay. from. Mm. But if he has a lot of girls around him, he grew up with sisters, then it's just his nature. If he prioritizes you, makes you feel good around him and all those things, there shouldn't be any issue with it.
I mean, if you're friends with your sisters, that's not a problem. That's family. Obviously, you come from a family. That's how come we met each other. And so if the interaction or the friendship is between you and your sisters, that's not really a problem. But the problem lies in the fact that your strangers you call friends, fine, you have your journey or whatever story with them. But once I come into the picture, there should be some sort of respect you accord me as so your woman. Cut down your friends. Obviously, I don't even expect you to also do that with me. But if I am your girlfriend and I also grew up with a lot. In fact, I'm the only girl amidst boys. So the only people I'm comfortable with are boys. All my friends are boys. Okay. But if I start dating you and every now and then I'm like, you see me excited about my friends who are boys. You know, they're going out somewhere, maybe car race or whatever. They're like, yo, let's go deep into the night. Even if I tell you, are you going to sit there and say that you would not feel some type of way? That your woman is out there chilling with boyfriends?
You would. And if we should boil down to intimate situations, it's always guys that make the initiative. So the insecurity with a guy thinking of his woman being around a lot of male guys, it's higher than a man trying
no
to
it's the
around.
Same thing it's the no, same no, thing I, because you I know doubt. Actually let me I mean I'm the woman, you know, a woman. Actually, with women, women are very petty. Okay, sometimes maybe you are not even the problem, you the man being friends with the ladies, maybe you're cool, but the ladies, maybe you start moving with me, they would feel jealous that when you get on it, you're my MPAB. And so some of them can decide to be petty and even do things that would make you fall into some kind of temptation. So when we say that limits your it's just like
and
besties.
But another thing is, you see, when the relationship is fresh or when you just started dating, there's no assurance that it will go far. Mm-hmm. Unless I've been with my friends for 5 years or 6 years or 7 years. So if I'm supposedly cutting them off and this one, maybe this relationship thing,
then maybe it's not a relationship you're going into, then maybe it's a hookup thing you're going into.
It's not a hookup
because
thing.
Yeah,
I want a relationship,
there's
but I
no,
still want to keep my friends.
No, because
I'm treating you right.
Because the thing is, I'm playing the devil's advocate because there's no lady here, okay?
Yeah.
So I am standing up for the ladies, okay? So I'm saying that unless of course you are not serious about your relationship. But if you are, like you said, the assurance that the relationship would work is not there. But we also don't step into that space with negative energy.
But you see, if I'm I'm in a relationship with you, it doesn't mean I shouldn't.
We're not saying don't hang out with your friends. Yeah. But here's a peculiar case where almost all your friends are ladies. That's a problem. How don't you see that as a problem?
This same person that have a lot of female friends, I'm comfortable telling them that, yeah, this is my woman. I'll go there with you and this is my woman. If let's say I have female friends and anytime you come around, I'm not able to tell them, I'll just say, oh, she's my friend. She's my. How do you feel about that one?
Repeat that again.
Let's say I have a lot of female friends, mm-hmm. and anytime you come around and mm-hmm. I'm with them, I don't tell them that you are my woman. I just tell, oh, she's a friend.
You can't tell them I'm your friend. Let's start from there.
You are my woman.
And I'm saying it doesn't stop. Telling a bunch of women you're friends with that Noella is my woman doesn't stop them from being petty with you. So it doesn't stop them.
That one then, woman, I'm not bad.
Okay, fine. My ain't here bad. But me also my boy, no.
So let's say if I start having issues with you in the relationship,
mm-hmm.
and I step out with one of my friends outside the relationship, then it's the woman to blame because you know your friend, man. You know I always introduce my girlfriend to you. So why do all this stuff?
I thought women really cared if a man says I have a woman.
Yeah.
They won't even bother to want you.
If women really cared that I have a woman, we wouldn't have side chicks issue in this country. Because in this case, it's not even a girlfriend, it's a wife.
Mostly it's the guys that go in for the women.
And I'm it's the same thing. Women also go in for men. Women, like haven't you heard of issues? Haven't you heard
a higher percentage that is the men?
Yeah,
mostly.
So for a woman to worry ahead about.
So I should just believe that you're a saint. Yeah, some way, somehow, like, you're a saint, like, and so you have.
From your perspective, it's like sometimes the girls are petty. So because I've told her that, oh, this is my girl, she wants to have me.
Unless you cry, so she also
wants to come for me.
About it's the not kind about of insecure.
So she always wants to know what's going on between me and my woman.
So Martin, what do you want to say?
Inside.
You see, mm-hmm. dating or girlfriend, boyfriend, mm-hmm. it's like a mango tree
mm-hmm.
standing by the roadside. Will be a drew to me TBD. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Till the mango tree is planted in your house, which is you becoming my wife or I becoming your husband.
Mm-hmm.
There is no lose this friend, do this, do that. No. You don't even know. Maybe they have helped me in terms of work, financially or something. And then you come in and then no, because you are jealous.
So I'm
a
saying
jealous girlfriend.
Let's just say I'm not jealous. Let's say I'm okay. So in that same vein, would you also accept me being friends with a bunch of boys? Am I allowed to go out with them at odd hours, whatever time, hang out with them? And you know, would you believe that they're just boyfriends?
Yeah, as long as they are many, why not? If there's one, I'll have a problem. If there are many, that's cool.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your opinion. So if there's one, okay.
In the beginning, it's fine.
What do you mean, in the beginning? At which point does it become a problem?
You see, at some point, when you realize you want to take the relationship to another level, at that point, you have to reduce. Even as a guy, if you have a lot of females, at that point, you have to reduce the number of times you go out with them. The number of times you see them, or the number of times they come over to your place, if you want to take the relationship to another level.
So that's where Martin's point comes in.
Do you also share the same sentiment?
If you are just boyfriend, girlfriend.
Mm. But are we forgetting that? And that's why, again, when he raised the point, I said, unless what he's looking for is a hookup situation where, Charlie, let's just have fun. You know, nothing too serious. Let's just have fun. That one, I won't worry my head over your friends. If you're going on, like, you don't even have to tell me. I'll see you chilling. You post it on your stay. I'm like, yo, bro, that's cold. Yeah, have fun, bro. Like, we're good because we're...
In the beginning, it's cool. You should have fun in a relationship.
No, I'm coming.
And that's when you know, oh, then this woman will help me. Then let me take it to another.
But the very thing, Fidelis, that would make me want to, okay, you know, I think there's some potential in this relationship. Are the things, it's a two-way thing. Are the things that you do in the relationship and the things that I do as well. We are all observing each other. And the only way we can both grow in the relationship is if we communicate. If we have issues, we communicate with each other. And when we communicate, when you have a problem with your partner and you tell them about it, you don't tell them because you just want to talk, do you? Exactly. You tell them because you want something to be done about it. So if I have issues with you being friends with a lot of ladies, hanging out with them, gisting with them every day, crackling and laughing with these girls, you hardly laugh with me like that. And I have a problem with it, and I tell you, and you don't do anything about it. How exactly is the relationship going to grow? Because you're giving me something negative. You're not giving me what I want to see to want to take the relationship a step further. Am I talking nonsense here?
No. If I should put myself into it, I'll just park myself and go.
Right.
Yeah, I'll leave. Because if we want to advance, and then I tell you about these situations, and then you're not willing to work on it,
mm-hmm.
then I'll just leave. But if he also gives you the assurance that there is nothing,
mm-hmm.
just relax. I have grown up with 5 ladies, sisters. It's just my vibe. I have a lot of women
that
around
that
me.
Assurance, how do you give that assurance? It has to be backed by some kind of action. I can't just take your word for it. Assurance, because you know, with relationship has a lot of compromise.
Women.
Yeah, go ahead.
Uh-huh. What if there are other guys who do not do a lot of female friends, but they still pass back?
Mm. Say any one. Any one yet time.
So that genuinely, mm-hmm. I know someone who has a lot of female friends.
What do you want to say, Martin?
Any person who
genuinely has a lot female friends, but he's down. He's slow.
Who's slow?
I mean, I have a friend who has a lot of female friends, but he's slow.
He's slow.
You see, someone like, if you're in a relationship, I can trust him that, oh.
That's how I am.
So, but it's the woman who will not trust, because if you, why are you with this girl? Why are you with this girl? And that one, I think that one will kill the relationship more. Because maybe he has built some vibe with the girl from
senior high school. And so if you've built some vibe with that girl from senior high school, why don't you date the person? Because, the whole purpose of a relationship, yeah. I mean, in fact, most certified professional counselors, marriage counselors will tell you that, I mean, the best kind of relationships or even marriage is ones you have with your friends.
Yeah.
So if you have a tight vibe with your friend, no problem. Be with your friend. It's good. Yeah, how can you be having a very good vibe with your friend, and then you choose me that you're trying to figure out a vibe with me over your friend? It doesn't make sense.
I
that's
can't
it.
Break the friendship.
Who said?
I cannot break the friendship.
If it is one, is a problem. If there are many, you shouldn't worry,
Martin.
So it boils down to that point. If it's just one,
no.
Problem. But if there are many,
no. Relax. He said that. He said that with us women. I asked him that. It's not the same.
Let's say you, Noella, you uh-huh. see me hanging out with one girl all the time.
Uh-huh.
Or hanging out with a lot of female
Whether you hang out with a lot of ladies.
That one girl.
Someone like Mercury. I mean, no disrespect. I love you, Mercury. But someone like Mercury, he hangs out with a lot of girls, but... Yo, uh-huh. Yo, but yo, 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 yeah, yo, right? I don't want to go there, but if you know, you know.
you know.
Right? So,
but me, I mean, mm-hmm. and then it still comes down to me, my personal opinion is,
mm-hmm.
if you want to take the relationship to another level, at that point, it's not my me. I feel a lot of friends even destroy marriages and all
relationships.
So when we are taking the things to the next level, how to cut some of them down, obviously.
Mm-hmm. But I get that point,
in the beginning, I can't just sacrifice all my friends.
But what, dude, I'm saying
happiness or your what's
no one is saying that. Sacrifice your happiness.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that mm-hmm. part of relationship,
yeah.
or part of the things, one of the things that helps make a relationship yeah. grow is compromise, right, yeah. Martin? Do we all agree?
The ladies should compromise.
Compromise. So what? The guy shouldn't compromise. When I have a problem with you hanging out with girls, I mean, I am not the one hanging out with boys.
Yeah.
So you don't have that problem with me.
So you have to... That's, and what if I'm also dedicating, let's say, most of my time to you?
How are you possibly doing that? I mean, so
I can do it.
No,
it's possible.
No, it's not possible.
It's possible that
in
I
this
can
case,
be with
well,
you.
In this case, in this
so
letter,
in this same, in this same case, the mm-hmm. girl comes to my place. She stays over a weekend. Then maybe during the week, one or two days, I go out with my female friends. I don't think this should be a big deal.
Anyway, that's your opinion. I respect it.
Look at it well. I don't think say if they are going out, it's going to be just him as a guy in the midst of a lot of girls.
Yes.
In this case, that's what it is. Unless you didn't read the letter. In this case, in this particular case...
have one or two friends around too.
He has boyfriends, but the problem is he has a lot of female friends. It doesn't matter. Most of them are bro code, hypocritical bro code. No. I mean, you only remember your bro code when it's beneficial to you individually. I don't really believe in that. But Saturday night,
it's real, you know.
Whatever.
See, I will sacrifice those friendships for my well-being, not your well-being.
I see.
Yeah.
So you're a selfish person, even with relationships. That's what it means.
If you leave me tomorrow, I regret leaving my friends for you. But you have also left me. But if I make that decision for myself, if you go, I'll still not be worried.
But who says you can't leave me? Why are we making it look like it's only the ladies that end up leaving the guys? Guys also end up leaving the ladies.
You, that's why I told you. You see, when you go to the foreign lands, from movies I've watched, they can have intimacy for like 6 years.
It's a movie. It's fiction. No, it's make-believe.
Even in reality.
It happens in real life.
You see, for 6 years. Till the guy says, or the lady, any of them says, would you be my girlfriend? Or would you marry me? Or would you be my... no serious whatever, the girl will now go and tell the friends. He's popped the question after 6 years. Old, that is when it has become official that they are dating. But here, first day, no, you want me to clear my friends? Sick of what?
Fidelis, last words.
Meanwhile, background here, Juma. First, Mama Bravo, you call me for TNT before coming to me, and I should lose my friends for you. No, please.
I've built for like 10 years.
It won't happen. No, I'll call.
Okay, thank
another
you.
Another person will come.
Thank you,
Martin. Okay, man, I'm worry about
Pacho, what did last words?
I feel it shouldn't be a problem for her, so she should just chill, take it easy. Yeah, play around things and then see how it goes, because I don't think it's anything threatening. So, yeah.
Okay.
So
the lady what
should
did
be, the lady should last be calm. Words?
I
wish like the guy was even me. She should be calm around. She has nothing to fear. If he loves her, she's the one he loves.
She's being a witch.
I'll share my opinion on this pretty shortly. But let me
no share it now before we go.
Well, if I share, you're not talking.
Share it
because me go. And that's why I say that your mics are off. That's why I always say that. You don't just rush into relationships. When someone expresses interest in you, apportion some time for friendship. Just friendship. Nothing, no strings attached. And in that friendship period, that's when you'd get to really know this person. You would talk with him, you'd go on dates, you get to know him. They call it the talking stage. Yeah, explore it if it's a talking. If that's what I call it friendship. Because I cannot date someone I can't be friends with. And so in that friendship stage, I would get to know Martin keeps a lot of female friends. Am I comfortable with that? Yes, I'm comfortable with that. I could move ahead with him as a partner. Am I not comfortable with that? Yeah, I'm not. Okay, bye-bye. I mean, that is it for me. No, you're not talking. You're done. You said your last words were, dude. No. It's not a bouncer. This is my opinion. It's fine. But thank you, gentlemen. So, ladies, if you're listening, listen. Before you say yes to that guy, please and please and please again.
Also pretend to be the man you want for 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And after he gets what he wants, then...
Yes. No, now the ladies, we are woke. We know.
The kids are more woke.
The project cases, all we know.
Oh,
we are very much aware. Yeah. Obi to say, what do you say? Oh, my way,
honestly, I don't have a lot of female friends.
You have a lot of girlfriends. I'm saying that on authority.
Maybe,
I know you.
I don't have a lot of female friends.
Maybe. Okay. Oh yeah, why dude girl, that's that story. Tears knows plenty. Ubuntu ladies says, I'm a testimony myself. Sister, you have nothing to fear about. It's our thing. People who live with a lot of the opposite gender. Ayo. me Martin Sumimfa. Igbeni Dobeda says, hey, me too. I'm the last one of four with three big sisters who pumped me, sir, so I understand. We tend to move more to lady friends than to guys, but that doesn't mean that if we get her, we no good do. It only takes a bit of discipline. You can't be 100% sure. He may take advantage when necessary. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Igbeni. Kambasi Bemojuewe Fidelis, please, if I murdered your middle name, pardon me. Says, we think how his sisters and friends do. Okay. Ben McCarthy says, my dear, there's nothing for you to worry about because even myself, I'm the type of person and my girlfriend knows me better. Good for you. Good for your girlfriend. Kwame Yanchira Frank says, madam, you should be. They mostly use them to cheat. MC Scholar Brain says, be positive about your relationship and take off those negative vibes. If you continue like that, you'll end up leaving the healthy relationship when no one has sucked you. It's all because of your negative feelings. Why can't you just take those ladies as his sisters? Good afternoon, Noella. How are you and your crew? We are fantastic. Says, hope you guys are doing good. Oh, we are so fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. To the story, the lady must study the guy very well before she can pass any comments. But if she doesn't look sharp, her bastoch go wipe the ground from age. Sir age, it will super trust it. All right, thank you. Abubakar Alu Suleiman says, they said don't worry. So don't worry. They've assured you that you just signed your death warrant in advance. Steve Adder says, you are the problem of your insecurity. Deal with it or move on. If you can't trust your guy, then there's no need to continue. Al-Hassan Titi Hardy says, it's their trail. They are used to it, but it should have a limit, I guess, especially nowadays. Kakat the Don says, well, your boyfriend is a great grandson of King Solomon. You're his girlfriend and others are his friends, in quotes. Okatechie Malfa says, which cover? Phone cover or book cover? O boyfriend no yet quite don't why, madam. KOK says, your own don't too much. If them say rest, rest. Ah. Ayo. Zelly One from Old Tuff says, even if it's a cover-up, it's normal. He's just respecting you. It's normal. The things you guys... Pope St. Peter Osei Owusu says, that's why it got to your turn. Jack Asari says, his sisters and friends are now telling you not to worry. They've known him all his life, and you want advice from us who don't even know what he looks like? Break up with him. Why? I mean, haven't you lived with someone for... I mean, most of these, you know, serial killer documentaries we watch, you'd realize both parents would say, my son is the most... He can't even hurt a fly. He keeps to himself, da-da-da-da, and then he turns out a serial killer. So the fact that you grew up with someone all your life doesn't mean that you know the person that well. Nah, I'm sorry. I don't subscribe to that. Hanks K. Asari says, even if he cheats on you, what's your problem? Hanks, your own day different. Your own day different. Don Danny says, fear not. No go do pass yourself. No go do pass yourself. Just do your normal investigation if your mind no day. Okay. So these were some of the stories from our amazing, amazing listeners. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and contributions. But before I say bye-bye, happy birthday to Nicholas Dia Mensah. Happy birthday to Nicholas Giamenta. I wish you the very best. It's from Jojo. Jojo loves you a lot, okay? I love you too. Ah. Wadud, if I light up a tsunami in your bottom or your buttocks, eh? I just wished beautiful, sweet Jojo a happy birthday. You didn't do the do. Jojo, let me wish you again, okay? So happy birthday to you, my darling Nicholas Giamenta. It's your birthday today. Jojo and myself, we wish you the very best. Thank you for existing. Thank you for living. And be happy today and forever, okay? We love you. From all of us here at Hits FM. Mwah. All right, so it's time for me to go. Ladies, you heard what I said. I mean, if there's anything that I can 100% trust, it's the instincts of a woman. It's not because I am a woman. I'm not being biased here. But even the men know what I'm talking about. Men who are in sync with your women will tell you that, Chale, you know, bana men it's down, Chale, baby, I'm a desisiana. Inka baila, inka mewu. Inka se, inka se, inka se. Right? There's nothing as sharp and on point like a woman's instinct. So, girl, if let's say you didn't go through the talking stage, okay, and you just jumped into the relationship because, Chale, ubudama guy, we say, show cry now one and Charlie. So you are now realizing all of these things. And I say, how I can't, but you feel it in you that there's a problem. Please and please again, listen to yourself, listen to your instincts, and get out of it. Trust me, get out of it. But if you're a lady listening, you're yet to get into a relationship, it's important you explore friendship with your partner, both males and females, okay? Same for the guys as well. It's important. I know sometimes your feelings can overwhelm you. Your feelings for the opposite sex can overwhelm you, and you feel like, hey, manya wada ubi debeko, akroma debeko. Relax it. Agronifom. Relax it, okay? Explore friendship with the person. Get to know the person. Do not jump into relationships. You do yourself a disservice. I did it. I faced the beat to my own music, and I regret it. All right? So sometimes, no matter how overwhelmed you feel about someone, you know, sometimes you meet some people and you just click. You just click. But pull the brakes and explore friendship with these people. It is during the friendship season that you have to be extremely observant and discerning. I'm talking to both men and women. Be extremely observant and discerning. I mean, relax, take your time, and really listen to what they're saying. And then observe them. How do they react to things? How do they behave around people? You know, all those things, they count. Their social media. Now, social media has become a big thing. So it's one of the things you should look out in considering who you want to be with. Okay? Go on the person's social media. Who are the kind of people he follows or she follows? How does she comment on people's posts? Is she a troll? Is he a troll? All of those things. You need to look out for that. That's where you get to see your person, your woman, your man in your truest form. And then after getting to learn about all of these things, getting to know about their temperament or whatever, you now decide, okay, this person is not a 10. He's a 5. She's a 5. I could work with the 5. I cannot work with the 5. Okay, bye-bye. I can work with the 5. Okay, let's get it on. Okay, but also keep in mind that perfection doesn't exist. So just look out for things you can work with and someone who's open to learning and listening, both genders. That's the only way you would be you'd avoid some problems. So that's it. That's all I have to say. My name is Noella Karen Yali. Big shout out to the whole crew, my production crew, Nana Kwame Larbi, my fantastic DJ, DJ Fantastic. It's been an awesome, awesome show. Thank you so much. This is Hits 103.9 FM. Coming up next is the man, Mercury Quay, Turn Up General. He's coming in with the Drive Time Show. It's fireworks all the time. It's not going to be any different today. If you miss it, you're slacking. So stay tuned to Hits 103.9 FM. I'm Noella Carinelli, and ladies and gentlemen, Mika?